Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Witchful Thinking. This is the third fucking time in 5 minutes that we have tried to record this episode because Liz's internet keeps conking out.
I don't know what's up. Hopefully we make it through this one, this go around. So if you guys are hearing this episode, my cat says hi. If you hear this episode, then we successfully recorded with no internet interruptions.
Exactly. I think that your internet's not working because it knows that you should still be here in Virginia with me.
It's probably like, this is your sign.
This is your sign to get back on the plane and come back to Richmond.
Yeah, I had a great time the past couple of days in Richmond, Virginia, and I got to go on a work trip and see my best friend.
That's me. I'm the best friend.
So we ate lots of food and watched our TV show that we watched together, but we got to do it in person and it was so much fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And Liz helped me turn my bed around to face the opposite wall. Why? Because I crave newness and variety in my life. But she'll...
And what? You gave me a dress to wear to this thing that I went to, and it was so cute. I got a lot of compliments on it, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That dress is now Liz's. I just thought it looked so good on her. I just like, fucking take it.
It's so cute.
Take the dress. But Liz will be back. Can you hear that? It's like that the sound bite, like it's going like, bit, 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 bit.
What?
Oh my God. Zoom is really fucking up tonight. Whatever.
I don't hear what you're hearing.
I hear it. It'll probably pick up on the recording. It won't stop. I keep hearing it. There's a ghost. Something's not right.
We were just talking about bad luck juju before we started this episode.
I'm just going to turn off my camera. So maybe that'll fix it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, so Liz will be back in 3 weeks for our live event, which is what we really wanted to start this episode out talking about because we really haven't talked much about it in actual episodes. You've seen it probably like on our social media, on our story, but we really haven't gotten into exactly what this live event is going to be about. Why it's going to be so fun for us and for you guys to be a part of it. So that's what a majority of this episode is going to be about, honestly, because it's like 10:30 and we're both really exhausted, but we just really want to give you guys like the true lowdown of the when, where, why, how, and what.
Absolutely.
Of our event.
Yeah, I just got home like 2 hours ago from flying away from Brooke.
Yeah.
I have only been home for like 2 hours and we have had a long day, but like Brooke said, we want to talk about this event because we're super excited. And this is something that's like really cool for us. I never imagined this time last year, this kind of thing, like getting to do a live event. Wasn't even on the radar. I wasn't even thinking that that was even a thing.
Yeah, this is totally, totally new for us. It's the first time we're going to be doing anything like this, but it's going to be special. We are going to be together in person for it. And basically what it is, it's a live virtual streaming ticketed event for you guys so that you can interact with us like in real time. And then also there is a separate option if you would like to have a meet and greet session with us after this is just something that I personally, like, I get really nervous. I don't know, like, planning things out like this. So I'm like extra, you can like tell, like, I'm extra nervous about it. I'm like, I don't know why I'm nervous, because I have a whole YouTube channel. I'm used to being on camera, but like live, like, I'm not used to being live. Like, I've never done that.
Oh, sure.
So,
well, you know, it's not going to be a perfectly edited video, but I mean, to be honest, we don't really do much editing on the podcast either.
That's true.
We just go with the flow, shoot the shit. And I think that's what's really fun about live events, is they're not perfect. And you see, it's a different experience than listening to an edited episode.
Exactly. And the cool thing about this live event is there is like a chat section. So you guys can like ask us things in real time, and like, we'll see it and be able to like interact with you and talk with you. So that's also really cool. But the date of our live virtual event is going to be June 5th at 6 p.m. Eastern. Tickets are $15. The link will be in our episode description. It's going to be all over our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, literally every single day up until the day of this event. You've probably already seen a bajillion and one stories about it. And we are also going to be offering, like I said before, the opportunity to hang out with us after the event is done. We get messages all the time from you guys saying like, you just want to hang out, you just want to be on an episode, you just want to like, you feel like you know us so well because you get like our camaraderie as best friends. And so that's what that's going to be for. And those tickets are definitely limited because we want to be able to spend like a decent chunk of time with each one of you who want to do a meet and greet. So that's going to be very fun. And bear with us if we have to ask you your names, because we only know you by your Instagram name.
Yeah.
But the theme that we're trying to go with, the topic, the umbrella topic for this live event episode, is basically going to be geared towards mainly, you know, just spirituality and witchcraft. So we're not going to be talking so much about the topics that we tend to like stray to, like current events or like in the middle of the election. Like, I think the podcast covered a lot of like our opinions on Trump and stuff. Like, this is really going to be geared towards people who genuinely want to learn more about witchcraft, mm-hmm. More about like maybe what happened to us that got us started, different types of witches, because we get questions about that all the time. Just like the questions that you really want to talk to somebody about and you don't want to go search the internet for the information. You'd rather just like have two people that you kind of know and trust talk to you about it on this live event. But the overall topic and theme is going to be like, I don't know. I don't have a name for it yet, but I feel like I'm being called to speak to like beginner witches or like baby witches, people who want guidance and they're just starting out. I do feel like a lot of our audience are newer witches. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like we have a lot of like people who are like 50 or older who have been, you know, in the witchcraft game for like decades.
Yeah. It's like a lot of people are new to the whole practice or spirituality, and that's great. And it's a lot of people that are like us, where it's really just a small integration into our, it's not always small, but it's a very subtle integration into our daily lives. So we're not that we don't practice every day, but we're, I guess you could say we're less hands-on with our practice. Or am I saying that right? Is that how you would say it?
Yeah, I feel like we have integrated our practices into our daily lives to the point where I think we probably forget that a majority of little Brooke and Liz-isms are considered witchcraft to someone who isn't us.
Right. Yeah. So it's a very, It'll be a very inclusive event and specifically geared around witchcraft, which I am very excited to do because we totally stray on our topics, which I love. Like, I think those are what, you know, straying into a rabbit hole sometimes is the spice of life.
Yeah.
But to get to talk with the witch community, the online coven that we've built, and to get to talk to you guys and hang out with you in person, I'm most excited for that. I think that's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, I'm super excited to have, like, as much as I love how unstructured, but yet, like, I was going to have a word, but I couldn't think of it. I love how unstructured our episodes are, but, like, we always get, like, a point across, or, like, we always have, like, an overarching theme of the episode so that we can, like, make our graphic and, like, title the episode accordingly. I love that, but I am really excited to, like, plan out kind of like a little itinerary a little bit. Like, this is going to be, like, probably an hour and a half long event.
Yeah.
So it's same as like an episode, but like it's different when it's, you know, we're going to be like together and people are going to be watching. Guys, I am like so. Sometimes when I get really stressed out about things, I put off doing them. And like, I'm a little bit stressed and nervous. So I have really put off trying to figure out how to hook my like Canon cameras up to my computers for this. So. Well, like this is going to be like nice quality. Like, this is not going to be a Zoom meeting recorded and uploaded to YouTube, baby. This is going to be high def with processed audio processed. I don't know why I said that.
High quality audio.
Okay. And
we're going to have, I don't know how many. Brooke and I have like 3 professional cameras.
Yeah, we do. We definitely
ready to go for this. So we're getting down to business.
Yeah. So
let's get down to business.
Like we said, the tickets are $15 and they are available for purchase at the link in the description of this episode, as well as our link tree on our Instagram. Our link tree is also on our Twitter and Facebook as well. So if you haven't begun interacting with us on those platforms, you might want to go ahead and start doing that before we reach like a bajillion trillion followers and expand our coven to 5 bazillion. I'm just stupid numbers, dude. I ate way too much chocolate in the past 30 minutes. I am fucking on one. Okay.
That is so interesting. So when I eat a lot of chocolate, it like mellows me out.
No, not here. Nope.
That's weird.
Yeah. I am pumped the fuck up. You know what? Maybe it's not that I'm just like, it's not that I'm pumped. It's that I have so much information in my brain about this event and I'm like stumbling over my words, trying to get all of the information out. And I'm like, shit, I can't forget this. And I can't forget this. And I can't forget this. I have to forget this. And that's why I'm talking like a million miles a second. But yes.
You did great. You explained it wonderfully. And if you guys have any questions about the event, if there's anything that we missed or information that we didn't talk about that you would like to know, send us a DM on Instagram and we will do our best to be trying to go through the DMs leading up until the event in case you guys have questions.
Exactly. We will be as on top of that as we possibly can. And yeah, we're super excited and just get ready for the next X amount of weeks left in May to just be straight full of us advertising this event because we're excited about it. And we... also want you guys to be excited about it. We want to meet you guys. So yeah, there's that.
There's that.
My internet is still, it might be my internet that's glitching out really bad because I just hear like beep, bap, beep, bop, 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 bop.
Beep, bop, bop, bop. Well, I don't hear that. So maybe it is your internet.
Whatever. Stupid fucking Zoom. God.
But hey, we did it. Ooh. Let's pick a quick little Ostera egg.
Oh, yeah. What should it be? Oh, an airplane.
Oh, yeah. For travel.
Yeah. The Ostera egg for this week's episode is going to be a little airplane because Liz came. And if you saw on our Instagram story, we were definitely goofing off and having fun. And you know what? Honestly, that's kind of just like what happens when you're with your best friend. You kind of just like forget to take pictures and shit because you're just having fun.
We were busy.
And also it was like really nice for you to like be here and like us not be like moving. Like the last summer, we were moving almost every single day. And I think we got like one or two days of just like leisure time together.
Yeah.
So that was really nice. And also it made me really sad when I turned around today after dropping you off and you were pouting. I said no crying and you went okay.
Yeah, Brooke dropped me off. She was driving, she walked back to her car and turned around to get back in, and I was just staring at her pouting and being sad. She told me not to cry.
I hate it, but you know, the only reason I wasn't crying this time is because you're literally going to be back here in like less than 4 weeks. Like, yeah. That's why I'm like, I can hang on. I can be a big bitch, a big grown bitch.
We can do it.
We can do it. We got this. But yeah, so that's really all we wanted to cover for this episode. We just wanted it to be like very, you know, live event focus to give you guys this information. Maybe later this week, Liz, if you're down, we've been getting a lot of requests for us to talk about the Roe v. Wade law being overturned. So I was thinking maybe we could do an extra episode at some point this week.
Yeah.
Talking about that. And if you guys want to send in your, if you're comfortable, like your experiences with just anything that has to do with this law being overturned. Like personally, I have quite a few friends who, when this was like announced last week, they really just had the shock of their lives because they were like, holy shit. Like I had a miscarriage that, or not like a miscarriage. Like I had an abortion that I didn't really have a choice about because like my child didn't make it through my pregnancy. And like, you know, according to Roe v. Wade, like that was illegal to abort a baby that had already died inside of you. Mm-hmm. Like stories like that. If you guys are comfortable talking about stuff like that, if you want to tell us your stories and you don't, you know, honestly, I'm just going to say right now, you can say whatever you want. Your name's not going to be mentioned, not your Instagram name, your Twitter name, nothing.
Yeah.
I just want other listeners and other like women to feel heard, other mothers to feel heard, because you're still a mother, even if you experienced a miscarriage or something like that. I want other people to know like you're not alone. And this is really scary. This is an extremely scary fucking time. And I don't know. I know you have a lot to say about it. I definitely do. And yeah, so.
We definitely have a lot to talk about because Brooke and I have very strong opinions, and probably the people listening right now, I would assume, also have strong opinions. So I think that's a great idea for a little bonus. It's not going to be a little bonus episode. It's probably going to be a long episode.
Yeah.
But it'll be extra. And yeah. So, we should also post a poll or something on our Instagram story that you guys could respond to. And like Brooke said, everything will be anonymous, because we know that this is a sensitive topic. This can be a triggering topic. So we'll also put some, you know, trigger warnings in the very beginning as well, based on what we talk about and the replies that we get. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we appreciate you guys opening up to us and being brave enough to tell your story, or being brave enough to just, you know, want to help other individuals with uteruses.
Exactly. Fuck the uteruses, protect your uteruses. Damn, that'd be a good ass shirt. Don't get me started on some merch.
Oh my god, don't get me started on some merch. You know, if you got an idea, I'm like, okay, cool, we'll do it.
That's okay, cool, whip it up.
Give me 5 minutes.
Give me 5 minutes. Let me don't let me hop up on procreate real quick.
Don't tempt me with a good time, baby.
Oh, this might be the tiniest episode we've ever done, but I mean, we got some good information in here.
Yeah.
So yeah, check out the description for the episode to get your ticket. Purchase your meet and greet ticket if you want as well. Even if you don't want to do that, you'll still have plenty of chances to type in a little live chat thing. And we'll be monitoring that and stuff anyways. And you'll hear more about this event over the next few weeks. So
yeah.
Yeah. We can't wait to see you there. We're excited.
We excited. And comment the plane emoji in the Instagram post.
Comment the damn plane emoji. Zoom, zoom, bitch.
Zoom, zoom. Okay, bye.
Bye.